refugees are people who are just trying to set up life.
They have lost everything except for one another, and they find themselves here looking for help to start over again.
I miss my family so much. I keep praying every day for them. God protect them and let them safe.
Police have now confirmed at least four attacks in the city of Paris.
We're here because of a mass shooting that we had at the Inland Regional Center, just up the street here.
Two deadly attacks, one in Paris, France, another in San Bernardino, California, have rattled the American people. They're skeptical and afraid of allowing refugees from the Middle East into this country. GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has fed that fear with vivid descriptions of a secret invasion.
Could very well be the ultimate Trojan horse.
This would be greater than the example of the Trojan horse. This would blow the Trojan horse away.
Many Americans are afraid. 51% of voters oppose allowing Syrian refugees into the United States, according to a recent national poll.
Paris and more recently San Bernardino have caused people to have a raised awareness about how safe their own neighborhood is.
Mike Long is the executive director of Voice of the Refugees, a faith-based nonprofit in Anaheim, California, that helps refugees settle in America. He's also a Baptist pastor.
Although we're a Christian organization, we are seeking to show Christ's love to anyone who needs assistance, who fits in the refugee or asylee category. We do work with a large number of Muslims who come in, but also fleeing Christians from other countries.
Long and his team help refugees with food, shelter, childcare, education, employment, the basics of life. The wave of Syrian refugees hasn't yet hit American shores, but Long has dealt with thousands of refugees and trusts the vetting system.
We welcome them with open arms. Fortunately for us, the security and all of the checks that would need to go through, health, everything else like that, is done by other agencies.
So what exactly is the refugee vetting process? As it turns out, most of that information is public. A refugee begins his or her journey to America in a different country. This is opposed to an asylee who must physically come to the United States in order to seek asylum. The first agency most refugees will encounter is the United Nations High Refugee Commissioner, which provides health, education, and other services to refugees around the world and is heavily involved in helping refugees transition out of temporary camps into more permanent homes. The State Department describes the UNHRC as the initial filter. The small number of cases that pass through this filter then conduct an interview at a resettlement support center contracted by the government. They then face scrutiny by the Department of Homeland Security, which reviews the compiled information and conducts its own interviews with the potential refugees, and then tries to corroborate the details with the help of various other intelligence and military agencies, including the FBI and the Defense Department, both of which run their own separate background checks. A little more than 50% of the refugees that have made it this far pass this multiple agency screening process. Syrian refugees go through an additional layer of screening called the Syria Enhanced Review. Next, there's a health screening to check for any communicable diseases, and then the cultural orientation classes to give refugees an idea of what to expect in America. Finally, there's one more round of security checks to verify that no new information was unearthed before the refugee may finally board a plane to the United States. Upon arrival, a Customs and Border Patrol agent will check the paperwork to verify the refugee is the person she claims to be before releasing her to a volunteer agency like Voice of Refugees. The entire process takes an average of 18 to 24 months. Half the Syrian refugees taken into the U.S. so far have been children. Another quarter are older than 60. Only 2% are single males of combat age.
If any one of those people who are professing to know what we should do have actually been in contact with a refugee, I believe their stance would change, because it's people engaging people who have great need.
In our country, Syria, they start war there. After 4 months, we came here.
This woman, who asked that her name be withheld for the safety of her family in Syria, came to the United States with her husband and two daughters 5 years ago as the Syrian civil war began. The government granted the family asylum.
My family, they said, never ever think come back because the war start now, so dangerous. ISIS, they destroy everything, just they took all the village now. And we have hard time now. They live in, so even my family, they live in dangerous now.
They have lost everything except for one another, and they find themselves here looking for help to start over again.
I just like start take my my English here from ESL class 2 years. After that, I start work part-time. Voice of Refugees provide work to my husband. He find work, he changed many works, but praise the Lord, he can work at this time because we have work permit with us.
They have been professionals who have left their profession, their home and everything, and they come and have to start over here. The adjustment is something that I don't know that I even fully myself comprehend.
Before we came here, like, it's a good life there, before the war start even. I'm a teacher of music. I'm studying music 2 years and I start work with the children. USA, it's a dream for us, you know. It's not like my country. We don't have freedom. If you are Christian, they persecute you. It's not easy. You cannot practice like here. We don't have freedom. Most of the people, they dream to come here because freedom of religion, freedom of speech.
Americans may be more open to allowing in Christians like this woman and her family. But what about Muslims?
If we're worried that ISIS is going to have more of an inroad than it had before, the ideology is something we can't protect ourselves from. It's people who are deciding that life has no value and that a way of looking at other people that they would have looked at earlier in their lives is completely changed. They throw it out the window. We can't police against that.
ISIS represents an idea, and borders can't stop ideas, as evidenced by the San Bernardino attack carried out by a man born in the United States and his Saudi Arabian fiancé.
It's really sad to see that the world has taken the victim and now labeled them or has this fear of them being the perpetrator.
Suhail Mulla is the associate director at Access California, another nonprofit that provides social services to refugees. He's also an imam, a Muslim pastor.
Really, you're talking about a population that's broken. They're the ones who are the victims of all of that conflict. They're sick of the government and its stances. They're sick of the militants and their stances. They're sick of the rebels, ISIS, anybody and everybody who has to do with them not being able to be home. I don't know the internal workings of ISIS and what they're plotting, but I do know that with proper screening, those matters can be easily determined. And what they'll find is that those that are trying to leave Syria, they're trying to leave Syria because they can't call it home anymore because their homes are destroyed.
No one who has a desire to wear a vest and become a human bomb is going to put it on the back burner for 4 years and go through a process of becoming a regular refugee. That's not their MO.
The 9/11 attackers were all in the US on tourist or student visas. The LAX shooter was here on a tourist visa and denied asylum. The Fort Hood shooter was an American-born citizen. The only relevant case of an attack carried out on U.S. soil is the Boston Marathon bombing, which involved two brothers who were not refugees, but the children of asylees. So far, the U.S. has let in about 2,000 Syrian refugees in the past 4 years. Obama's proposed plan allows about 10,000 more. This would account for about 0.004 of the existing U.S. population.
It's my dream. I will continue here now. I'm studying early childhood development, and I hope I will graduate very soon. I dream good future for my children. I don't want them to see what we saw before in my childhood. It's not easy. I want them live good life, even for my family. I hope one day they will come here. It's a dream for me. It's for me impossible, but for God it's possible. He can bring them one day.